95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A Pennsylvania woman developed symptoms after a crash involving lab monkeys. Did you see this story?
I saw. It was how many monkeys got out of the truck? Like 100?
100.
Yeah.
100 monkeys that were going to the CDC.
But yeah, and three of them ran off and then were able to evade capture for quite a while.
They said four ran off. They caught three.
Right.
Who knows where the other one is?
I don't know. That's for sure.
According to multiple news reports, Michelle Fallon is the woman's name. She was driving directly behind the truck carrying 100 monkeys on their way to the CDC.
Right. Oh, poor monkey.
And the crash occurred, and she apparently went up to make sure that the driver and the passenger, whatever, that were safe.
Right.
But she touched some of the cages with some of the monkeys in it.
Right.
And she started developing symptoms.
Like what?
Like, wait, let me see if I can find it. Like, she, apparently, herpes is one of the symptoms that you can get from a monkey.
Just by looking at one?
She developed
pink eye
wow. and a cough.
Wow.
And went to an emergency room, and they gave her a bunch of different shots for a bunch of different things.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
That's what I'm thinking, is this sounds like... I don't remember how that movie started, do you?
Yeah.
1968?
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, Chuck Heston and his pals were in a little capsule, and they land. They think they're back here on Earth, but... whatever.
They land on a planet.
Yeah, and it's they just as they get out of the capsule, they see that the time indicator is that's thousands of years in the future or something.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
So and this then, can't be how it's...
That's right. That's how it all begins.
Hello?
The Planet of the Apes.
This is Colonel George Taylor?
It is. I've been there. I've been to the Planet of the Apes.
Uh-huh.
And what got in my spaceship in 1972, and then I landed on the Planet of the Apes. It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Well, maybe you should work up some commandments and give them, like 10 of them.
That's a great idea. But I'm telling you, people, this is how it begins, because I was on the Planet of the Apes, and it turned out... spoilers, I was back on Earth!
What?
You did it! You blew it all up, you maniacs! You got monkey herpes! God damn you all to hell!
Nobody wants monkey herpes.
Well, give it a go.
I got monkey herpes when I was on the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
I was treated by a very sexy chimp named Zira.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about her.
I was very lonely.
Mm-hmm.
She was engaged to Cornelius, but we managed to have a little fun, if you know what I'm saying.
I didn't realize that that happened.
And then I got monkey herpes.
How do you get rid of monkey herpes?
Yeah.
You don't.
Oh. You still have it?
You die from it.
Oh, no. God. How are you still alive?
Well, luckily, they took my body and they made it into food. Morning Green is made from people. Sorry, wrong movie.
Wrong movie. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You should be talking about Aaron... Jones just a few minutes ago.
I did not know.
Oh, my God. I can't talk. I need to go home. I'm going to go home right now.
Oh, you were having trouble saying his name?
Yeah, I'm just talking about, you know, what a great success story he's had. He's out there with the Stones playing, you know, as a band we started. Aaron Jones started playing this year, you know.
Right. Oh, you didn't say it like that?
I need to go home. Is that okay?
Do you mind? We just started.
No, I need to go.
Let me tell you first.
Look at the beautiful day. I need to go home and look at it.
Let me tell you first.
Yeah.
About this woman.
Okay.
Who's caught at an airport security.
Okay.
With her boyfriend's ashes.
Oh,
concealed in a
yes
butt plug.
You know, you wouldn't think they would. So it was inside. She opened it up and put it inside the butt plug.
She was wearing it.
You would almost think she would get away with that.
I would think so, too, but I don't know what the butt plug was made out of.
And they're going to
maybe it showed up.
Yeah, they're going to see it in the x-ray, I suppose. That, hey, it looks like some dead dude all ground up in there.
It was from the 23-year-old's late boyfriend. is a law student, claims to have worn while going through security at United Arab Emirates.
Oh, my God. First of all, she's a law student. Secondly, she's doing it there? They're really friendly there to everybody, especially women. I'm surprised.
Sarah, who is from Australia, explained.
Oh, well.
I explained what it was, but there was a lady worker in earshot of that conversation, which led to some back and forth between us, and male officials did not like the vulgarity I was using to explain
it. My God, you're going to maybe get away with it. You just say it's a butt plug because I don't want to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got to say, it's a boyfriend, you worthless beep, beep, beep.
Don't you think that they immediately thought drugs, though?
Of course, yeah.
If especially any material that you're taking through the security at an airport, it's got to be drugs.
You might have gotten away with it as a butt plug, though. They don't want to check that out.
Right?
It's almost a clever idea.
They took me and my friend aside without much explanation. She claimed the airport security then took the group's passports and phones, and she was forced to call her dad to call the Australian embassy for help.
Hey, it's Bruce. Who's
Can
this
you
thing?
Imagine calling your dad?
I'm having a beer.
Listen, Dad.
There's a kangaroo on the lawn.
This is a long story, but you're just going to have to follow it. I'm wearing a butt plug.
Sure, yeah, right.
Can you imagine having...
Is it the one I got you for Christmas? Wow. Yeah, and then there's the last little bit. What happened to the boyfriend, and how would he feel about being jammed in there?
I think it seems from, I did a little deep dive, like he would have found this all funny.
Well, I find it funny.
It was a long day, she said. Moral of the story is I was very ignorant of what I had in my bag and the words that I used, their values, and I didn't realize explaining the butt plug would violate the person that asked about
it. Boy, somebody had some words with her. Somebody put the fear of the United Emirates, whatever, into her.
The intention was initially a joke because he'd spent so much time there and it was his favorite place.
Wow, this story just gets weirder and weirder.
Did I just go too far?
That's just... What? Dollar bill.
Warming up.
No, you don't need that. You need the buzzer. No. No dollar bill. No dollar bill.
I need...
Yeah.
Hey.
You want to play?
Let's play One American Dollar.
Yeah, all right. I was thinking a couple of choices for you today, Kevin.
Okay.
I want you to win this dollar because Christmas is coming.
I think you do.
And you need to buy presents. So which of these would you like to do? The top 10 dog breeds, most loved, most had, here in these United States.
Okay.
Or worldwide, the top 10 websites, the most visited and used, according to the list that I came up with, which looks pretty accurate to me.
Okay.
Both of them look pretty. So what do you want to do?
Let's do dog breeds another day. Let's do websites.
You're blowing off the puppies?
Yeah, I think.
Aw, poor puppies. All right.
I think I have some ideas for websites.
Websites.
So how many guesses do I get to get how many right?
I mean, you know, we use all of these all the damn time. Certainly heard of them. So I'm thinking you need to get five.
Five?
But I'll give you seven guesses. What do you think about that?
All right.
Is that good?
Seven guesses to get five.
Seven guesses to get five, the top 10 websites on this planet Earth.
All right. My first guess is going to be Pornhub.
Man, I want to be able to hit the buzzer. Oh, no, I have to hit the buzzer.
I'm ringing my own buzzer.
Yeah, we're not talking about your website.
Really? I figured that was a slam dunk.
That's beautiful.
That's not on there, huh?
I love it. That's hilarious. I didn't even think about that. CNN?
Yes. What?
No, what is going on?
I'm trying to think of websites everybody goes to.
I'm going to give you eight guesses because I'm going to give you eight.
Wow, you're already taking pitter on me.
I am going to take a pitter on you, yes.
TMZ.
TMZ.
What is happening?
I'm stunned. I'm shocked.
Are apps like Twitter, is that considered?
Are you saying that?
I would say Twitter,
would say that?
Sure.
That seems like a good thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right,
one.
Good. Then I would also say Instagram.
Instagram. Sucks, actually. I hate Instagram.
And really? It's not on TikTok.
Wait. I think you've already.
What?
You're at six guesses altogether.
That's seven guesses.
Oh, yeah, two more guesses, yeah.
What?
Six. You've done six.
How? What?
And you got one right.
How can I only get one right on
the website? I don't know, but when you hear these, you can be like, oh, right. It's horrible.
Google.
Google! Yes.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Well yes. done. Well done, you.
Whew. All right, that's 8 guesses.
But guess what? Google.
And I got 2 right.
Is not number one. Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah, Google is not number one.
All right, let's hear them.
All right, it's number 10 is Reddit.
Reddit. Yeah. Of course.
Number 9, IMDb.
Wouldn't have thought of that in a million years.
It's funny, I used it a lot.
So really?
Like, yeah, I'm always, yeah. Number 8 is this weird thing, Twitter.
Yes, got that one.
Twitter, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yahoo is still on the list. It's at number 7.
Yahoo.
Yeah. Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, number 6.
So dumb.
Facebook. Still beats out Instagram.
Wow.
It's ahead of Wayo. Wikipedia, which is nice to see. Be sure to donate a little cash to them.
I wouldn't guess that one either.
Yeah. Netflix is number 3.
Netflix.
Yeah. That's,
All right.
I love how they finally actually did become Netflix. Remember when they were calling themselves that, but they would mail you the DVDs back in the day?
Yeah, of course.
One day we will stream everything. Nah. Number 2 is Google. And number 1.
Bigger than Google.
Yeah.
Bigger than Amazon.
Yeah. We use it constantly, you and I do.
We do.
Mm-hmm. It was, in fact, purchased by Google for, I don't remember what the amount was. It was a sick amount.
I don't know.
YouTube. You need a dollar, dollar.
Oh,
that's what you need.
My God. YouTube.
What I need. Pornhub, though, should have been on the
so
list.
Dumb.
That's a beautiful answer. So yesterday on Give Me 5, you know this thing.
Give me 5.
We were doing songs celebrating the name game. And we were starting to think was never going to end.
5 songs in a row.
5 songs that had the word name, had a like a person's name in the title somewhere. I thought we were going to do that again today. I thought we were going to just keep playing the name game. But I don't know if you heard, Marcy gave away the cash today. So we're moving on to never because we thought it would never end. We thought we were never going to be able to get away this last $11,000. So now it's songs with the word never in the title. Can you think of any? And, of course, clearly we have to start with this one.
You'll never give me your money.
But we do give you our money. We gave $11,000 to Ty and her friend Ken in Long Beach because she finally answered that question, the $100,000 KLOS name game question. Owen Wilson. Give me 5. Oh, there's some more sax abuse. We were going to play the name game on Give Me 5 until we finally got a winner. We thought we'd be doing it for months and months. We were going to play songs like we did yesterday with name in the title. But, Ox, someone finally won, finally called in and said, Owen Wilson. It's the name we've been looking for. So now, because we thought the game was never going to end on our Give Me 5, it is songs with the word never in the title. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, are you doing the songs with never in it?
Yes, ma'am. What do you got?
Never Going Back Again, Fleetwood Mac.
Perfect example of never, ever, ever. I don't really ever believe him, though. You know, I listen to that song, and I'm like, he's going back.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Raina.
Raina, thanks for calling. Here's Fleetwood Mac on this KLOS thing.
Thank you.
It is Give Me 5. It is 5 songs of the word never in the title. What is and what never should be? Never say never. It's an oxymoron. Would you call me? 5 songs with never in the title for Gimme 5.
Kevin Sluggo, what's up?
Peace.
What's
up? What's up? Uh-oh, Kevin's going for a record. Everyone sit down. Have a chair. It's going to go, wow. That's pretty impressive. It's turning red. Oh, here we go.
I wasn't prepared. Okay, sorry.
That's
what?
Still impressive.
Sorry, what?
Hey, first, I want to thank you guys, man. You guys make afternoons so much better in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Nice. Thanks, man. Thanks even with that kind of nonsense right there?
Even in spite of that? What's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Poor Edmonton Oilers. They don't stand a chance come Monday at Crypto.com Arena. If you want to go, watch them play the LA Kings. I got tickets for you. You know, they're available right now at LAKings.com/tickets. But if you call her 13, I got a 4-pack of tickets for you right this second to go to the game. Who is this?
Hey, this is Mark.
Mark, your name isn't Owen Wilson?
My name is not Owen Wilson, but my son's name is Owen.
Oh, really? Oh, you should have won, man. You should have won the $11,000.
Yeah, well, I didn't call in on time.
Well, you did to get the LA Kings tickets. Can you go on Monday?
Oh, my gosh. Heck yeah, I can go.
Besides your son, Owen, do you have 2 other people to take? Because it's a 4-pack.
Oh, it's a 4-pack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can find somebody.
I can scrounge him up.
Somebody.
You stop by someone on the side of the freeway. Hey, get in the car. Let's go.
Awesome.
All right, Crypto.com Arena this coming Monday. LA Kings v. Edmonton Oilers. You are there.
Wait. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
Murphy?
Yes? Ty, are you okay?
Those are the sounds of Ty from Signal Hill, who finally won that $11,000 because she said the name?
Owen Wilson.
And that was the name we were looking for all this damn time.
What?
Owen Wilson?
The one and only Owen Wilson. We were like, whoa, wow, you said Owen Wilson?
Wow.
Just living the dream, I love that.
Stop, please.
Wow.
Stop, please.
Wow.
Stop.
Whoa, whoa, take it easy.
Wow.
For crying out loud, can we turn this off or change the channel or something? This guy gives me a headache.
So congratulations to Ty and apparently Ken.
Ken! We won $11,000!
For finally wrapping up those loose ends and winning.
$11,000!
Oh my god, I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Robert John and the Wreck is who that is. Local Los Angeles KLOS band that is Pain No More. And it's something that my pal Matt Penfield's been playing on Sunday nights on his new and approved show. He's always playing the local stuff. Dirty Honey, Violet Saturn, those guys, Robert John and the Wreck. And having him come in, hang out, chat for a while. Sunday nights at 8 p.m., it is Matt Penfield on KLOS. Kings, Edmonton Oilers, Monday at Crypto.com Arena. If you care to go, be listening after 5, a little bit after 5. I got 4 tickets for you, which you can get right this second if you want at lakings.com/tickets, just in case you can't wait. But during the Gimme 5, I'll give you a chance to pick them up, 4 of them for free, to go to Crypto.com Arena on Monday. The FCC, the Federal Communication Commission, Howard Stern's dearest friend, heard the very first demonstration of FM radio on this day in rock in 1940. Do you remember Homer Simpson's imaginary guru, Coyote? As played by Johnny Cash, he was telling him basically to buy more material possessions. That happened on this day in rock in 1997. After 13 years of not playing together, Guns N' Roses confirmed that Slash and Duff were going to be joining the band at Coachella on this day in rock in 2016. And later, after Coachella announced the full tour with them all,